While the pandemic has changed everyone's lives, the disruption to normalcy can be deadly for people battling addiction. Christopher has been struggling with addiction since he was 14. He uses heroin and says things have been hard since the pandemic hit.
We cleaned libraries and they closed the library down and they kind of put me out of my living arrangement. So I had to move in with a friend of mine and I'm staying in his basement. It's kind of a stressful thing on me and him.
We're not using Christopher's last name to protect his privacy. He says about a month ago, he was trying to get into treatment, but he hasn't been able to find a counselor who would meet up with him during the pandemic to get the process started.
It's like a real bad letdown, you know. It kind of turned the page a little bit and made me want to just not even think about it then, you know.
Christopher is not the only one having a hard time. He uses SafePoint, Central Ohio's only needle exchange program, and SafePoint has been busier than normal in the last month, with about 100 people visiting each day they're open.
We're seeing a lot of people coming through SafePoint who are needing our services right now, and we've seen an increase of around 30 folks a day who are new.
Dwayne Stewart is the director of prevention at Equitas Health, which runs SafePoint.
Many of our folks are dealing with homelessness. Many of them have lost their jobs or dealt with unemployment. And many of them have other chronic illnesses that they're dealing with. And so, again, I think this pandemic exacerbates that.
Record high unemployment is likely escalating the situation in Ohio. Research shows unemployment can make someone more likely to develop a dependency on drugs and trigger relapse. Miles Stickle is the director of behavioral health at Equitas.
Connection is kind of the opposite of addiction. So with the isolation that comes with quarantine, there's just that much more of an opportunity for people to kind of fall back into kind of old behaviors and for the disease of addiction to take over.
Since the stay-at-home order, Equitas has moved all their therapy appointments to telehealth. He says clients have lost socializing, church, and sports, and need to come up with new ways to find support during the pandemic.
There are the folks who are relapsing and are struggling because a lot of the supports and structures they've had in place haven't been available, and then a fair amount of people who are trying to avoid relapse.
Franklin County already has one of the highest overdose death rates in the state. Many counties saw that number drop last year. Franklin County saw the number rise. Columbus Public Health Director Dr. Maishika Roberts says the pandemic has contributed to that trend.
So we've definitely seen an increase in overdose deaths. For the last four weekends, the Franklin County coroner, Dr. Ortiz, has announced that we've seen a surge in overdose deaths. She's seen more than five overdose deaths in a 24-hour period.
Robert says that usually when there's an increase in overdose deaths, there's a corresponding increase in EMS runs and emergency room visits for overdoses. But during the pandemic, she says that's not the case.
In most all the situations of the death, the person was using alone, which would be consistent with the stay-at-home order and the anxiety that some people are facing when they're spending so much time alone.
Columbus Public Health is trying something new to reach people struggling with addiction at home. They've mailed out 250 Narcan kits in the last 3 weeks in hopes of slowing overdose deaths.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.